A pair of U.S. Geological Survey studies counted 14 schools in Oregon and 48 in Washington that could be underwater after a major tsunami. Administrators and parents in some of those places are talking about relocating their vulnerable schools. The Seaside, Oregon School District has the largest number of students in the tsunami zone along the Oregon coast. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on a drill there that shows why some school districts want to rebuild on higher ground.
At 11 o'clock sharp, students at Seaside High School get the order to evacuate.
Please leave the building directly. Do not go to your lockers. Do not stop for anything.
Around 450 students and staff swiftly move to the exits and head for the foothills inland.
Wrong way. This way.
From here, safety on higher ground lies more than a mile away. The school drills for the worst-case scenario, the big one, a magnitude 9.0 earthquake on the Cascadia Fault Zone. In that event, people along the Pacific Northwest coast would have about 15 to 20 minutes to scramble to higher ground before the first tsunami waves crash ashore.
And what's running through your mind during this drill?
That I feel like we would already be dead by now. Definitely be dead because it takes too long to walk here and the water is like pushing up, so we'd already be dead.
If it was a real situation, we'd all be running.
you know it's going to come eventually, but I think we're all pretty prepared and we'll be all right.
I'm walking with Brittany Alley, Jessica Taylor, Nick Nelson, and Kelly Schwenk.
I think we'll make it. I'm more worried about like crossing the highway and all the crazy traffic.
You're supposed to evacuate on foot after an offshore earthquake. Most likely, roads will be impassable.
Let's do it. I know you survived today, but if this was the real thing, we'd have an issue.
School principal Sheila Rowley spurs on stragglers as the 20-minute mark passes.
You've accepted your demise. Well, I don't accept it, so keep on moving.
70XP.
Really, the long-term solution for us, which our community is working on, is relocation of all of our schools outside the tsunami zone.
The Seaside School District is currently negotiating with the timber company for land to consolidate and relocate four schools, including the high school. On Washington's Olympic coast, the Quileute Indian tribe is one step further along. This winter, it secured land, but now needs to find money to build a new tribal school up the hill. Last year, Lincoln County, Oregon voters passed a school bond to relocate Waldport High School out of the tsunami zone. The groundbreaking for that new school happened last month. I'm Tom Bonsi in Seaside, Oregon.